Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you guys had a good Thursday, small slate of action. I'm here to recap the news and notes from Thursday and get you ready for Friday, heading into another weekend of fun. Let's talk about those news and notes from Thursday. Clarke Schmidt of the New York Yankees is a bummer. Schmidt's been pitching great this season, but that is going to be put on hold for some time as he's going to the IL with a lat strain. Schmidt will be shut down from throwing for 4 to 6 weeks. According to the Yankees, Schmidt will be out for a while. He met with the widely renowned Dr. Neil Elitrosh to look into the injury. Cody Petit is expected to join the rotation. Petit made a spot start earlier this year and pitched 6 innings while allowing one run and striking out 4. Petit does have a 4.05 ERA and 38 strikeouts over 33 and a third innings pitched and 7 AAA starts. If you have Clarke Schmidt, feel free to drop him going forward. Some potential good news in the rotation for the Yankees is Gerrit Cole, who threw a 43-pitch live bullpen session on Thursday. He felt great afterwards. There's a chance that Cole will begin a rehab assignment next week, likely needing 4 starts or so as it's his spring training ramp-up period. Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks left his start on Thursday after 6 pitches with a hamstring injury. Gallen will be further evaluated, but an IL stint could be likely. Slade Ciccone will likely be the pickup or addition to the roster to take Gallen's spot in the rotation, and that would give him a 2-start week next week, so keep an eye on that one. Brady Singer of the Kansas City Royals was scratched from his start on Thursday with an illness. No more details on that one. Daniel Lynch was recalled from AAA to make the spot start, while Carlos Hernandez was sent back to AAA. Lynch allowed 2 runs over 5 innings with 2 strikeouts. Pete Crow Armstrong of the Chicago Cubs was recalled from AAA on Thursday, sending Luis Vasquez back to AAA. Craig Counsell said he loves Pete Crow Armstrong's defense and that PCA will be the primary center fielder for the Cubs going forward. With Crow Armstrong running center field, Cody Bellinger will now be the primary first baseman, pushing Michael Bush to the bench. Bush had a great April, not such a great May. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets, we discussed on yesterday's show, was hit on the hand. X-rays were negative. He's going to undergo a CT scan on Thursday. Well, on Thursday, the results of the CT scan came back negative as well, so Alonso is dealing with a bruised hand. He was out of the lineup on Thursday, but did pinch hit and hit a double. Brian Ramos of the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox once again proved why they are a bad organization. They sent Ramos back to AAA. He had struggled since coming off the IL. There's no doubt about that, but the entire team cannot hit a baseball, it feels like, most days. So this seems silly to, you know, stunt the potential growth of a young prospect in your system. With Ramos back in AAA, you'd expect Danny Mendick to get more of the playing time at third base. A kind of weird one here. Wisa Go of the Miami Marlins was DFA'd on Thursday. Go was signed in the preseason to the San Diego Padres for $4.5 million from overseas, a big-time acquisition. He got traded to the Marlins from San Diego in the Luis Arraez deal, and now he's been DFA'd. Pretty crazy stuff on that one. Some good news out of Tampa Bay. Josh Lowe will begin a rehab assignment this weekend and is expected back with the Rays at the beginning of next week. Great news after Lowe went on the IL with an oblique injury. Many were thinking the worst as he had an oblique injury earlier this year, but it looks like it was definitely minor as initially implied. AJ Minter of the Atlanta Braves was placed on the IL with left hip inflammation. Jimmy Hergett was recalled. Luke Raley of the Seattle Mariners has a sore lat and got the day off on Thursday. The Mariners are hoping it is a minimal injury and that Raley will be back in the lineup this weekend. Jorge Lopez of the New York Mets had his widely known incident on Wednesday now, where he threw his glove into the stands. Then he had some issues. You know, English isn't his first language, so he said he was on the worst team, then he says he's the worst teammate, and it's just a lot of stuff going on there with Jorge Lopez. He was DFA'd on Wednesday. The team says it was due to his production on the field, which, let's be honest, that wasn't all it. Brandon Drury, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, is starting to ramp up his rehab from his hamstring injury, and the reports on Thursday said Drury is expecting to come back on June 11th. Geraldo Perdomo of the Arizona Diamondbacks will also begin a rehab assignment on Friday at the complex leave for the D-backs. It is expected to be a lengthy rehab for Perdomo. Some surprising news, kind of quiet, nothing really talked about until today. Rhys Hoskins He's been working his way back from his injury, and according to the latest reports, the Brewers expect Rhys Hoskins to return this weekend to the ball club, which is a welcomed sight indeed. Ryan Burr was traded to the Toronto Blue Jays on Thursday from the Phillies for cash considerations. The Phillies DFA'd him recently. Burr had a 2.16 ERA with 29 strikeouts over 16 and two-thirds innings in 15 relief appearances in AAA. Burr has not pitched in the major leagues since 2018. Josiah Gray of the Washington Nationals threw a 76-pitch live batting practice session on Thursday. Gray is inching closer returning to the Nats, and he will be further evaluated on Friday and Saturday to see how he bounces back from this live BP session. If all goes well, Gray might not even need a rehab start before returning to the Washington Nationals. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from Thursday and a peek ahead at Friday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Thursday. Shea Bangaliers. Langoliers went 2-for-5 with a double, home run, run scored, and two RBIs for the A's. Langoliers is now hitting .211 on the season with 12 home runs, 21 runs scored, 29 RBIs, and two stolen bases. Batting average is always a concern with Langoliers, but the power never was, and he's producing in a big, big way. Akil Badu was called up to the Tigers on Thursday. He went 1-for-4 with a solo home run. In AAA, over 40 AAA games, Badu was hitting .253 with six homers and 16 stolen bases. He's filling in for the injured Cary Carpenter. May have some deeper league appeal going forward. Logan Ohapi of the Angels went 1-for-4 with a home run, a solo shot on Thursday. Back-to-back games for homers for Ohapi, who is slumping a bit but might be heating up on the season. Now Ohapi's hitting .259 with seven home runs, 21 runs scored, and 26 RBIs. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. Mr. Spaghetti himself, Spencer Arrighetti, six shutout innings, two hits, three walks, and eight strikeouts. Big night for Arrighetti. He had 14 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 90 pitches against the Mariners. Over Arrighetti's last four starts, he's thrown 22 in the third innings, nine earned runs, 10 walks, and 26 strikeouts. Maybe the youngster's figuring it out, just like Hunter Brown might be figuring it out for Houston. Patrick Sandoval, the Angels, took on the Yankees and pitched quite well. Six innings, two earned, two hits, three walks, and seven Ks. The two earned came on a home run to Aaron Judge. That's kind of excusable. Sandoval had nine whiffs and a 31% CSW on 102 pitches. In six May starts, Sandoval has thrown 33 and two-thirds innings, 17 earned runs, 36 Ks, but he has allowed two earned runs or less in four of six starts. Out of those 17 earned runs, one of them came, one start was eight earned runs. So nine earned runs over the other five starts. Pretty good stuff there from Patrick Sandoval. Nick Pivetta, he got back on track on Thursday, 5 1/3, two earned, three hits, two walks, and nine strikeouts for Pivetta. Pivetta had 16 whiffs and a 37% CSW on 92 pitches. That's outstanding stuff. Over five starts since coming off the IL, Pivetta's thrown 24 and a third innings, allowed 15 earned runs with 29 strikeouts. He's also allowed two earned runs or less in three of five starts. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Thursday. Johan Duran picked up his ninth save of the year for the Minnesota Twins against the Kansas City Royals. Elvis Baguero picked up his first save of the year for the Brew Crew as they took on the Cubs. Trevor McGill was out once again after taking a line drive off his elbow a few games ago. Reed Garrett picked up his third save of the year for the Mets. They took on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Kyle Finnegan saved number 15 for the Nats as they beat the Atlanta Braves. Big series for the Nationals. They went into Atlanta. Jake Irvin, Mackenzie Gore, and Trevor Williams shut down the Braves. Pretty impressive stuff there. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information on all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Friday's action on the diamond. Final game in May. We're going to be in June. It's crazy, folks. DFS, we have a monster slate on tap. 13-game main slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitchers I'm looking at here, Tanner Houck versus the Detroit Tigers, but it's not as much of a lock as we might think. Detroit's been sneaky good versus right-handed pitchers over the last month. Brian Wu versus the Angels. Ronaldo Lopez versus the A's. A's have been decent versus righties too. And Michael Wacha if you want some savings versus the San Diego Padres. Some of the bats, there's tons of good hitting options on Friday, but the Dodgers versus Dakota Hudson is going to be great. Cleveland versus Patrick Corbin. the Rangers versus Sixto Sanchez, who, if you like to make wagers on runs in the first inning, Sixto's the king of getting blown up in the first. And then Toronto Blue Jays versus Bailey Falter, Baltimore Orioles versus Aaron Civale. Some things I'm looking forward to on Friday, Kenta Maeda versus Tanner Houck, more so the Tanner Houck side of this, but you never know with Maeda. I've never been a Maeda fan, but he's hot and cold at times. Jordan Montgomery versus Luis Severino. Montgomery, I'm just waiting for him to really click into the gear. Severino's been a coin toss every time out, so that'll be a fun one. Dylan Cease versus Michael Wacha. Cease has struggled his last three starts. Gets this Royals team that can be sneaky good at times. And then Wacha has been playing with smoke and mirrors of late, so this could be a very interesting matchup between Cease and Wacha. Pablo Lopez, who has scuffled in his last couple starts, takes on the Astros and Ronel Blanco, who returned from his suspension his last time out and looked great over seven innings. So Lopez versus Blanco. And then Jose Soriano of the Angels, who's been a really good streamer outside of a start here and there. He's been very, very effective. Takes on the Mariners and Brian Wu, who's looked good since he's returned to action about four starts ago. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. Go become a member. Join PL Plus, PL Pro. You will not regret it. Gets you cool things like PLV Plus, gets you the weekend fab podcast by Nick Pollock, gets you projections and so much more. So go check it out, PL Plus, PL Pro, pitcherlist.com. That'll do it, folks. I hope you all have a great weekend. Jake Crumpler will have you covered over the weekend. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to recap Sunday's action on the diamond and get you ready for another week of baseball action. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Friday, May 31st edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.